Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Happy Memorial Day, too, by the way. And we hope you're celebrating and honoring those who we actually are should be celebrating today, those who pay the ultimate sacrifice and who but also I like to call attention to those who are serving right now, especially those in harm's way. And I think somebody who agrees with me on that is our friend Patricia Sigmund. Patricia is a member of our Brain Trust, the founder of LPS Consulting, which help companies with their make sure that they get the most profit and most value out of their information technology system. She's the author of Six Steps to Creating Profit. Patricia Sigmund, welcome back and happy Memorial Day.
Yes, same to you.
Yeah, and I know you joined me in best wishes and celebrating the lives and the commitment, the sacrifice of all those who serve and who have served.
I certainly do.
Patricia, one of the things that we've been working on a lot lately, the last time you were here, we got into some of these classic traditional profit steps, like making sure every transaction is a profitable transaction, and some of the operating steps that people, the classic traditional ways of thinking about profitability. But in the second decade of the 21st century, part of your focus on profitability has got to include the way we do business online, isn't it?
Yes, it certainly does. It's a major change for traditional business owners, entrepreneurs who maybe started 30 years ago, longer than that. I mean, they might know nothing about the Internet.
And it's they start out saying, okay, fine, I understand. I go online. Other people have websites. I guess we should have a website.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of it, right? It's like, okay, it's an electronic brochure. I get it. Let's get one.
Yeah.
But it's so much more than that these days, isn't it?
It certainly is. We call it inbound marketing. And when you're trying to increase sales, sustain sales, having new customers come to you is very important, very attractive. And that's all about having people find you on the internet and
mm-hmm.
then come to you.
Yeah, well, there are two things, it seems to me, at least two things here, Tricia. This is something I've been working on a lot myself lately, is first they have to find you, meaning if they're looking for somebody like you, a company like yours, a product like you sell, something that is particular to you, if that's what they're looking for, you have to help them find you. But here's another thing, and this is all part of what I've been working on a lot lately, Patricia, which is what I call the age of the customer. There's something I'm calling the moment of relevance. And the moment of relevance is when people find you and two or three of your competitors, but somebody in that group of companies hasn't presented themselves very well. And they become irrelevant before the company even knows this visitor exists. What do you think?
Yes, absolutely. It's the message. And a lot of our more modern marketers will be telling you not to sell your product if you're a service-based business, to concentrate on the customer's sore points, weak points, whatever it is that the customer might be thinking, so that when they look at your presence on the Internet, they have an aha moment.
Right.
And that they just don't dismiss you.
That they get the sense that if they have pain, that you anticipate that people that they help may have pain, and that's what this company does. It heals the pain.
It heals your pain.
Yeah.
It's just what it is.
Yeah. And but that there's more than that, though, isn't there? I mean, it's more than just the message. There are also some mechanical things like giving people the opportunity to follow you. Giving people the opportunity to receive information from you. I call it the follow me home phenomenon, meaning meaning, hey, I like Patricia, I like what you're saying here, but I'm a busy person. I think I'd like to get to know you more, but I'd like for you to send me stuff. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And it, you're raising your hand as a customer, and the vendor, the entrepreneur is stepping up and grabbing your hand and saying, yes, let's try to do business together.
Right. And now back to the moment of relevance, folks. When this person goes looking for something, they're not looking for 29 companies to evaluate, are they, Patricia? They're looking for two or three. If they find 29, they're hoping to narrow it down to two or three max, aren't they?
Yeah, and that's why you want to be up there on the list when they Google your name or Google the service that they need or the industry that they're looking for. You want to be one of the top two or three that meets them right away.
And then there are people who sell down. Let's say they sell down pillows for argument's sake, and they're saying, "Well, how can my little Main Street company in Sheboygan possibly compete on the top of the list with with the big companies?" Well, the way you do that is by being there when people search for down pillows in Sheboygan.
Correct.
Right?
Just how you do it, and you have to keep your name up there. It's not easy. You have to find the pattern, what you have to do, what you have to put on the internet, how you do it, when you do it, so that your name stays in front of the customer all the time.
Right. And remember, folks, in that search for down pillows in Sheboygan, the big guys aren't going to be on top. If you do your job, you're on top. So that's local search is huge. I've said that a million times. Well, maybe a few hundred times, Patricia. But but local search is really a great opportunity for small business, isn't it?
Sure, and something like that, it's perfect use for Google ads or these ads that you pay per click because who else is going to put that small area in the search?
And so there's not as much of a bidding up for that space, right?
Correct.
So, because you can't, it's no longer justified in paying for a Google ad for a national search. You can't compete with the big guys for that. You probably won't want to. But local search is probably more affordable, right?
Yes, and you can measure it. You can see how the results are panning out for you.
And that's search engine marketing, SEM. As opposed to search engine optimization. Search engine optimization is what you do first, and then when you establish your place there, then you do search engine marketing. Tricia Sigmund and I will be right back. We've got more to come on just on this topic right after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
What's for the emotions on the God of Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.